Blog Talk Radio.
Melodious voice sitting in this side of the world, and that was Shout Even Shy from the Faroe Islands with the words You Cannot Say. And she was the singer and instrumentalist behind that little piece, but the person who wrote the lyrics was my co-host, Jay Hatter. Hello, Jay. How are you?
I'm muted. I'm fine, BP.
Excellent. And the triumvirate continues with the person that is the head of the team of voices, and we are a group on allpoetry.com. So if you want to go and look up all of these wonderful pieces of literature that we're about to do today on the show, go to allpoetry.com, get yourself an account, knock on the door, and you will find Deborah Lee. Hi, Deb. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I am well, and you will be one joined by 50-odd countries that listen to us, Deb. Some ridiculously crazy number of countries that listen to us in all
of crazy that I'm on the edge of my seat waiting to find out who number 60 is going to be.
There you go. And I should say that we've already let another member of the team of voices, Sweet Pea, into the studio. Hi, Sweet. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Our crazy, crazy summer here continues, and once again, obviously, because it's summer, it is absolutely pouring with rain and cold. So it's going to be one of those summers here where it's just not going to get off the ground. Meanwhile, we're joined by the group at 440. Is that you, Stephen?
Yes, it is.
And is Kay with you there?
Kay is having a long-deserved soak in the tub.
No, well, that makes sense. I'm doing the whole radio thing, so it makes perfect sense that you would be having a bit of a rest at this particular point. I think it does take. I know. Believe me, I know. But I was going to say, it was my choice of topic for this week, and as everybody knows, I can be a little esoteric, and
yeah,
of course I can. Some people would say esoteric, other people would say, you know, expansive in giving opportunity. And we are on the letter Q this week. Now, I always think the letter Q is underestimated in terms of its usage and its importance in different words and letters. And Stephen, I know that you're going to kick us off tonight with the appropriately labelled title Q poem.
Indeed. And you give me the letter Q, and most people would know which direction I would go. So this is called
Q. Well, indeed.
Space-time continuum flabbergastation of balding Earl Grey drinking officers, bending light and reality as a diversion from humdrum epochs of tedium. Drumming omnipresent fingertips on the edge of an event horizon as quasars buzz through immortal canals and yawns that consume nebulae. Finger snap settings from starship to courtroom, shadowed hangman's noose swinging on choices, playing the most dangerous game against tatty gold-shirted stud and falling short against black and maroon spandex wise man. And boom.
Yeah. Well, when in doubt, I say, when in doubt, go to Star Trek. And I say, when in doubt, go to Sweet Pea. Hi, Sweet. Can you give us a few words on Stephen's Q-ish poem?
Well, I've already said, you know, when I thought Q, I immediately thought of Q. And him and I are like, you know, people that think on the same line. So I thought it was brilliant because it's about the Q and the Q is all-knowing, all-great, and at the most basic of all hell. But, as the Q would say to you, it's not narcissism or egotistical if the fact supports what he's saying. And that, of course, is what the Q is saying.
Indeed.
That's right. Most eloquently put. And Hatter, did you happen to read something into the Q poem that Stephen read?
Yeah, for Trelane. What's that actor's name? Do you know?
I am not sure. He was in a number of the original Star Trek episodes, though.
Yeah, he looked like Liberace.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, well, this was great. How did I know you were gonna go that way? I saw Q. That was well done. Black and red spandex. That's like a red shirt on the landing party.
Right. Right. Well, they switched it to gold shirts in the Next Generation.
That's right.
Ah. Red
engineering. Very good.
So, yeah, no, great stuff. And I particularly like the use of quasar there, Stephen, but that's just me. Deb, what did you think of Stephen's Q-ish poem?
Well, I thought it was really cool. And you know the thing? Normally, when it's time for Stephen to bring his poem, you're never quite sure what he might do with any particular prompt. But I knew that there was nowhere he could go but to the space, you know, for a chance for this with the cue and to take us into Star Trek. And I like the black and maroon spandex wise men. I don't know. It's not my favorite look on a man, so it made me giggle. And the quasars buzz through immortal canals and yawns to consume nebula. Dang, I thought that you did a really fun job with this. Finger snap settings, the starship to courtroom. Beam me up. Really cool.
Thanks,
Stephen. Can you say, you going to stick for mine? I want you to hear mine, if you could.
Sure.
Okay. Well, Hatter, I'm going to say to you, it seems as if you want to get your cue poem out there. So let me put it up on the board. This is Cue, the Untold Story.
Oh,
is that right?
Thank you.
Yeah. Well,
I think I posted it in the thing.
Put it on the board now, and Hatter will let you loose.
It goes like this. They needed to scale a letter back than a space between R and the P. A forgotten bit of the alphabet, Q, a zero wannabe. A ladder that reaches to the top of a hole. The story of how the Q got free. Escaped a pit so far below it found the seeds of a poetry. Mistaken at first as it had no worth, the Q was a redheaded stepchild. Because it's new between me and you, it's never on anyone's speed dial. Q is never right nor wrong. It all depends on what side you're on. They made up words like a slow-breaking curve and needed to win place or show. 25 could not survive because it's not who you know. Quicksands to die is a Hollywood lie. Nobody ever sank. Q is not there and was not aware, so I don't know who you would thank. Quitting the quiet, quivering queen, quantum quizzes quickly quit. Q was abused, and this is true, and now it's part of the alphabet.
Very nice. Very nice. I like the Q in the last stanza, Hatter. That was very nice. Stephen, did you want to say a few words about Hatter looking to scale back on the letter?
Yeah, I do like this a lot. You know, especially the way you talk about how Q was abused. And, you know, I can't help it, but whenever anybody mentions the redheaded stepchild, I always picture Danny Bonaducci in my head, and I just can't help it. It just happens. but the other thing is that I wanted to ask you, Hatter, do you know who Q's best friend is?
No.
You.
Who?
You.
No. Who is it?
Can you?
That's awesome, right?
And it's not in between the R and the P.
Right.
You.
Don't pick up. Deb, did you want to say a few words about Hatter trying to remove Q from most elements?
Well, first, I want to comment on the photo. look at some details in there. And Hatter, like, these are really cool, but I don't understand why you don't put anything about them in the author's notes. Nag, 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 nag. Anyway.
What do you say?
Well, the truth. You should. But no, I thought you did really cool with this. Q is neither right nor wrong. It just depends on what side you're on. Well, you can say that about anything. And quicksands to die, to the Hollywood lie. Nobody ever sank. Q Q was not there. It was not aware. So I don't know what you think. Yeah, you're silly, but it came out really cool.
Look, you know, quicksand is a Hollywood, is made up Hollywood. Nobody's ever sunk.
I got to go pick all the way through quicksand. Yep, from under a bus.
Okay. Yeah, it's a Hollywood myth. If anybody died, they were stuck out there and couldn't get out and died of hypothermia or something, or a predator, but nobody ever sank. You can only sink so far, I guess.
Now, Stephen, I have a question for you, Stephen. Do you need to depart stage left? Because I know you already have been on air for a little while, and if you do need to depart stage left, did you want to say a few words about your upcoming shows?
Yeah, I do. I do need to hit the road, I will talk about the Mortuary of Shadows on Monday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. It will be our monthly visit with Edgar Allan Poe. Kay did some digging to find something that Poe may have written that was Christmassy, and she found a poem called The Bells. So the object is to read the poem The Bells and write what it inspires.
Yes. Bells a little bit. Yes. Yes. So good fun piece. Could have come up on a program only yesterday. So thank you, Stephen, and I had fun over there with your Christmassy-themed show today. And I think you've got some Star Wars stuff coming up, which is a little bit scary because I actually probably will come across with that too.
Awesome. Look forward to it.
Okie doke. Thank you, Stephen. Thanks for dropping by.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. And have a good night, everybody.
You too. Say hi to Kay.
Okie doke. Now, Deb, I don't know if Sweet's got a little bit of time, but I suspect we probably should do Hatter and Sweet's collaboration first. Is that fair?
Yes.
Hello, Deb. Come in, Deb. Deb, are you there?
Yes, I'm sorry. I am talking. I'm agreeing with you, and I'm having a nice conversation with my mute button. But, yes, I'm going to grab that right now because I know Sweet's anxious to hear it. And I will be to the board with it in just a moment. I had to drop something off real quick. And
not a problem.
I have it, and I'm on my way.
Beautiful. Now, I should remind you, Hatter, that next week is your turn to do a choice. Now, of course, I think we're doing something Christmassy, but I'm in your hands as to, you know, how we're going to. Yeah, so just think that through. I think we have. We don't say anything yet. We'll wait until we've done a whole heap of more stuff. But we have the poem up on the board, Deb. So we're in your hands.
Okie dokie. And somehow when I saw this, it was like, oh, wow. That's why I didn't want to rush them last week, because I had a feeling that this was going to be pretty cool, and I hope you guys think so. It's called You Bid the Shroom, Now Beware the Trip. Here we go. Alice took a bite out of the mushroom stalk, and the land became a wonder. Then the grinning fat cat asks, what do you think, Alice in Pink? After munching fungus stalks and caps, she replied, whispering that a wise bird in the tree once hooted to me to never trust a cat. The cat smiled back and asked, what bird was that? The Hatter says, that cat in the willow tree, up drinking sweet tea, looking for a cue. As a happy egg sits on the wall, warming to a soft boil, unaware of its pending doom. Mice cleaning the mess while playing chess yells, monkey see, then monkey do. So Tweedledee sings and dances to the beat of Tweedledum drums on the right hand of Jay Hatter's band, tuning up for a gig near the spotlight. Now dancing cards in hearts bleed as the misunderstood queen shouts off her head, off with their head tonight. Satellites and white knights circle the field as the head of an ugly troll. Her sister, be it said, fell to the ground, with the king and the queen passing the hookah around to the raccoons and ducks that are just out of luck. Now all the dice are coming up craps in this town. Purple, purple, bubble, bud, flowers weep between the red roses in the gardens as queens of red stains. Just bitches and complains about the weather we had last week. Giggles whisper from mosaic tiles as white turns to red. Then what is said is that pink feel like that queen is dead. White rabbit is late with a tick-tock clock and lands that tell no time, holding the peacock feather and the unwritten letter all addressed to him. Come join Mad Hatter's table for a sip of green tea, deep conversations on philosophy, on literature, and how to pick up chicks, all while riding a unicorn of pearl color, shimmering like no other, but still needing to fly high. And boom.
Wow. I may say.
A lot there. There was no writer's block going on there, let me tell you, Dick. You had a lot of stuff to work with.
I really love these lines. I had fun.
Got it fit together pretty well. Some.
Some of them are really interesting. I like Alice. Yeah, Alice took a bite out of the mushroom stalk and the land became a wonder. That's really cool.
Didn't they do great?
Yeah, they did. They did. As I said, though, there was no shortage of stuff to work from. They both gave you heaps of lines, Deb.
For sure.
And,
you must
know,
have had
the,
a lot
Alice.
Of the same Indian rhyme sound.
I actually only put in a couple different words to help carry it through because it had almost a pattern going. It just worked. You tuned in on certain things, like coincidentally the mushroom. All I did on your chatter was for the Alice in Pink. I think I just took the name Alice out because it would have been like Alice, da-da-da, Alice. Da, it would have just been like a little too much, but I just combined it into her Alice sentence, and it just went really well. Guess it's that Wanderland spell. I'm a poet, and I know it.
What number did it get?
Six. Wait a minute, I'm going there. Actually, both collabs tonight were in, this is a 6.1. I think that the one that you guys did is a 6 even.
Yeah.
You know, when we do the shorter lines, when we were doing shorter lines, I think the numbers were higher. I don't know why. I don't think they were any better.
I think it's much better.
No, it just depends on which way it goes.
I guess. More little
there
words.
Was a lot of conversation. Sometimes repetitiveness isn't in your favor, and there was a few things like I think between the two of you, even though I cut out a couple, you honed in on the queen quite a bit. So you know, and I think after three of any word,
sure.
I think you're awesome.
It is. It's very good. What part do you like, sweet?
Well, I love how we both did the Hatter's Table. I like how you went with the band, and then I have Tweedledee and Tweedledum dancing on the other side. So I think that's pretty cool. How we both have Alice hang out at the mushroom and eating it. I thought that was really cool. We both have the queen in there being dumb. I love your satellites and white knight. I kind of like that a lot. You have the mice. I have the egg. So it's like we kind of came together and just put that whole picture together. So just between what you pick and what I pick, we just covered it all. We covered all of Wonderland.
We did. Remarkable.
Pretty funky.
Yeah. Like I said, I really liked it. You guys did great.
And I love your line about holding peacock feathers and the unwritten letters all addressed to him. I thought that was really great.
Oh, yeah.
And I like the advice from the cat, too.
Yeah.
I mean, from the bird. Sorry, never trust a cat. It came out awesome all the way around. You guys did really great.
Yeah, it came out really
good. You might have done that before. You know, it's that Alice in Wonderland connection because you two both write on the topic often. So I think it helped you channel with each other a little bit. And just think, you two, there's not a choo-choo train in sight. Just saying.
Oh. Purple burble bubble, bud. I like that. You got to have some of that in there.
Purple burble bubble, bud?
Yeah, purple burble bubble.
He was trying to tongue tie me. At first, you don't succeed.
I think we've done very, very well, Dad. I think we've done very, very well. I really do. I think it's come out beautifully.
Thanks. Yeah, I think their lines are spot on, and I think that it turned into a really great story, and it was really, really fabulous, more so because, like many of the ones that the two of you could do, you and Heather do, without ever speaking, just by sort of zoning in on one another to come up with some of these amazing poems, just does not cease to amaze.
No, brilliantly done. Now, sweet, I noticed that you have a poem on the board. Can I put that up for you to read?
You can. You can.
Well, I have done so. I have done so now. And so we are in your hands, or cues, or peas, or both.
Called Cue It Up. A quacking quote quiets the gander. Quintuplets question the quadrants of their quad, quibbling over quilts and gobbling goulash. The guest that guesses the guinea pig's quizzes. Quickest eats the queen's peach without quarreling. Quartz quarters clenched turn into silver dollars. And
well, that's quite quite expansively Q-ish. Can we get Hatter to say a few words about the cues therein, Hatter?
Quite, quickly, quantum. what could you say? Quick, eat. I tried doing the same thing. This was, I can't say it. Quince, without quarreling, quarters, quince. Quickest eats. See, now you gotta have a warped mind. Gotta have a warped mind for this stuff here.
You do. I agree.
And to understand it.
I agree. Deb, did you want to say a few words about this piece by Sweat?
Well, first, how dare you say she's got a warped mind? What would ever possess you to say that? But, Sweet, I love the first line. It's very clever all the way through, but first line gave me a giggle. Guinea pigs quizzes don't want to know, but now this is really cool. I like how you just went and got yourself a pocket full of cues and then dazzled us with them. Fun share.
From the Scrabble Library. Always the best one.
Yeah, really?
Thank you, Scrabble.
Well. Well,
Scrabble.
Wait. I want you to know that I did exactly the same thing. Exactly the same thing. Exactly the same.
Uh-oh. I'm a couple quirky people.
Here we go. And it's almost a bit of a tongue twister as well as yours was. So this is a question.
Well, there you go, Mr. Bauer. That's our next show, the Scrabble Library.
All right, just here we go. Yeah, we should do Scrabble next time.
I don't have it. I don't have it. Hold on.
You don't have it, Hedda. Hold on.
Not yet.
Hold on.
I think it just showed up.
Cool. Righto. Okay. Well, here we go. I'm just going to go back to Scrabble in one tick, too.
Okay.
By the way. This is the question.
Cool. Okay. Go ahead.
And it goes a little bit like this. The question requires a quorum, no quibble, quest a quick resolution, so queries let rips. Status quo is a quiver as quakes in gristle, for squarely with an equation, quota requires nips. Quibble, queen had qualified an epistle that quadrants the station in quality sandwiches tips. Queried by a queue of chef's whistle, quarrel quivers away a nation, quote, dancing on lips. Quashed by quill of the queen's official, quirky communique hasten, out of context it quips. End poem.
Brilliant. so many people go through like the sources and all that kind of stuff, but no, go to the Scrabble Library. It works every time.
Well, it's got an internally rhyme as well. Wait, you know, otherwise it would be. Anyway, there you go. Just a little tripped up, you know, when I was sort of bored and a few cues lying around. What you do?
That's great.
He went cue.
I like how you did this, though. I like the question, the status quo, the quibble, the quiet, and the quash. That's really good. And I think of that.
And
he always has a question.
Well, it's only 76 words, but it does use 25 Q words, or words that start with Q, and then another 4 words that have Q predominantly within them. So, you know, giving you 29 Q for your 76 words.
There you go, over one third. Mm-hmm.
Cheers.
I did my math right. This is not a strong suit.
No, you've got it completely right. So we should expand on this Scrabble theme for the Sweet and Dour thing, I think, Sweet. I think you're right.
I do too.
We could run a Scrabble game through the program.
Wow.
Cool.
Yeah, so we could do the program, but we could also play Scrabble at the same time online.
Okay, let's do that. But again, we're letting out secrets. It would be fun, but we're letting out secrets on, you know, where to find great words.
Well, no, we could we'll get some good words. Don't panic, it'll work.
No, I know, but we're letting other poets know, like where to find all these great words, instead of thinking we're absolutely brilliant. They're going to be like, those cheaters, they've always used the Scrabble Library.
Well, you know, we have to agree the terms beforehand, Sweet. We can have the Scrabble game without the cheats or the Scrabble game with the cheats. You know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, either way. You know, shrug.
Yeah. No.
Just a different game either way, that's all. Anyways. A remarkably similar poem to yours, though, Sweet, I thought, in terms of construction. So, Deb, did you have any thoughts on this one?
I did, but I just lost it. Hold on a second. Oh, that's because I swore I said something. Oh, leave me alone. I'm trying to get pet. Okay, I'm sorry. I was writing that it was a double dose of quirky from Sweet and Dour tonight, and that it was a really fun share. I wasn't surprised in the least to see all the Qs. And I was like Quakes in Gristle. Gristle's such a nasty thing. So that stands. It was like ew. But it was really cool, the words that you used and the chef's whistle. I don't really like the chef if he's serving gristle. Hey, Ryan, that was really cool. No, and your rhyme scheme, too, on top of it. I mean, you pull out a whole bunch of crazy Q words, and then you still have the rhyme flowing through there. So, very fun.
Hannah, what did you think of the use of Qs, much like your last stanza, right? So.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. Tell you the truth. I am queued out. After this week, I am queued out, I guess.
Well, there you go.
I was seeing I'm seeing textures instead of letters.
Well, we're just going to show what an underappreciated letter it all is. You wouldn't have thought so, but clearly it is. It's underappreciated. So, anyway, there you go. Now, Deb, we have also from last week our little combination two between Hatter and myself. Is that, can we do that
Can I do my little Q one first?
Please.
I did one for Q.
Bring my guess. Excellent.
Hey,
put it up on the board. Yes, Hannah.
Next week, write a song parody to a familiar Christmas song.
Ooh, okay.
That brings back.
And write a parody.
Huh?
Okay.
Parody.
Can I bring Joe?
One horn goat named Joe?
Yes.
One horn goat named Joe?
Yes.
Yeah, you can do that.
I'll remember that forever.
I don't think she's talking about it.
No, I'm talking to Hatter, if I can bring Joe. He knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. No, exactly. I just sounded off. Okay. Sunday.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
No,
absolutely.
Even I got that one.
And phone.
Right,
okay. Idea. So, we have is my Q1 and then the other collab.
Yep,
so
cool.
Where is the board? There it is. Okay. I went trying to find something different, and I went with a somewhat hypothetical item called a prion star. And this is Call Me a Prion Star, Never by Myself. Here we go. Fly me over the opal moon, embraced by hadrons, floating on velvet ebony, encapsulated, cocooned, called a quark. Cognate to molecules embraced by the electric force cradled on air, craft little building blocks that ride, traveling in trios. Threesomes in every up and on the downs too. Bottoms and tops with strange charm lulling. Airmail me there to dance inside gravity. Sliding on belts and flying comet tails like kite strings. Never apart. Never just me. Fly with me to prion star. Glittering with titanium light, constituents of matter, neath the freckled constellations, and poem. Free verse.
Aha! Well, you sort of quacked me right into the sort of scientific zone with that one, Deb. I sort of got a whole sense of the sort of Dave Prophets all over, really. It's there's no question that it qualifies as a very quirky poem. I'm quite impressed. Hatter, What did you think of Deb's?
Thank you.
Of Deb's.
Did Deborah make up a word?
No, that's a real hypothetical item.
I thought a prion star was a Plymouth minivan.
It very well may be, but in this case, a prion star, which is not really a star at all, would be a chunk of matter made of these constituents of quarks and bound together by gravity.
Funky.
Ah, well, all right. Did not know that. Free verse.
You do that?
Did that feel good?
Never.
Yeah?
Sorry.
Hold on, I got a cat.
Oh, that was fun. Sweet, what did you think of Deb's quest into space?
I think we lost her.
I think we might have lost her. So we might be taking that comment.
Is that teaser?
Yeah, she's trying to get into my room for somebody. No, taser. Stop it.
Well, clearly the cat likes its cues. Had her with
Joy not home.
Sort of,
yeah, Joy's not home.
She's looking for.
That'll do it.
So, she's telling me all about.
So, Deb, we only have our collaboration between Hatter and I left, I think. Is that right?
That is right. And I was wondering if you might want to be the reader.
Yeah, I can do that. Why not?
Cool.
Sight unseen and all. Well, you know, half the words or something like that, I'll know because I put them in, but I didn't know how they came together. So this is... A great title, by the way. As Shirley Temple sings to the Roaring Forest King, and, of course, it goes a little bit like this. Hollywood tales went off the rails and nobody claimed to win from the sales. But a cat, Lucy, and a ballerina in design, a star-littered curse that makes matters worse as the road is stained with guilt-marking trails. Dirty Harry, Marilyn, and the Lion. Reading in Braille, male lines wag tails, sweeping the flies off their backs with King Kong, a moon, and a saucer soon opine. Now get down, Harry, that's a 44. It's never safe to hide behind the door. And watch out there, below, it's Frankenstein. Three Stooges mirrors makes it all clearer that Shemp was bullied by Moe. For the nudes wandered by Stooges 3 and Mark's Groucho picked Zippo Harpo stayed home. Gummo sat quietly while thinking alone, just not sure of the peace where car parks. Her dreams are shattered just like the Mad Hatter's and there's no one around to see. Eyes drawn to the reels as roses cover Sweet Jean and the movie Queens. Now it tends to eat you up, brought to you in sepia and technicolor. Laying back down without hitting the ground, flying's not what you think. With actors and extras can all discern, taking the time while writing this rhyme, I've now run out of ink. On the page of the collage of the wonderful and taciturn. 12 lines, oh my well has run dry, what will my little sis think? While paramount these stars are Moon and Dorothy, she ain't lying, she's not even trying. To find her way back home, and this page may be clearing really soon. End prompt.
Pretty cool, right?
I didn't think you'd put those lines in there. I really didn't.
Of course I did.
That was very...
I thought it came out cool. It was like another total complete story. That's why I looked at them both and I was looking at the bones and there was just, I couldn't make myself rush them last week because I knew they were both epic stories. They just had to have some time.
Yeah.
So I'm glad we didn't rush it.
Fine. Yeah, absolutely. It fitted together really well. It's got it's actually got nice internal rhyme. I know it's reverse, but it's got nice internal rhyme as well, Deb, which is kind of fun.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It gives it a little bit of flow here and there, and enough to drive it. And there was enough detail and connections to make a story. Two amazing collabs.
Yeah, well, and just as you said, there's a lot to work with both, and it would have been a shame to sort of just see them sort of, you know, drive down the front entranceway rather than putting them out on the racetrack and giving them a whirl. So I think, you know, giving it that extra period of time has actually really helped.
Yeah, there was a lot in that picture. There was a lot in that picture.
There was a lot in the picture, and oftentimes when there's a lot in the picture, we I think do better. Better?
Yeah, I think so too.
You know, when there's lots, and we take a decision as to what we're going to focus on, and then we often focus on the small bits of the whole, is I think when we do best. That's just my view, but I think, you know, that's why I think the prompt was a good one for us.
Totally agree. Yeah.
Yeah, because I think the possibility of constant repetition, like strangely, I was serious. There must have been 10 or 11 queens. I had to cut some of them out. So with less stuff, there's way more chance of overflow repetition. And I think it forces you to try and go in one spot because there's so little to work with. So I really like the loud, crazy ones. And the fact that you guys still managed to thread them together, not taken away from Sweet and Hatters, because there was a theme and it was a Wonderland thing, and they're in tuned with that, and I think it came out amazing. But when it's just a cold thing full of items, and you guys still manage to connect enough to make them cohesive, is still really impressive.
Yeah, I like this one. Hatter, do you like the way this one came out?
Yeah, I do. I do. I think we're getting more comfortable writing the lines, being that we could sort of try to anticipate how each other writes. And if we have the same cadence in the lines, basically, that we piece together a lot easier,
yeah.
I think.
I do have to admit that.
Bum
that neither one of you said anything about Shirley Temple, and that's how she wound up in the title. Just saying.
I to tell you the truth, I did have a line working, but I never was able to fit her in.
Yeah,
could have been a good ship
lounge
or something.
Yeah, look,
I wanted Bojangles. I was looking for Bojangles too.
I mean, it's. But you've only got 12 lines, Hatter, so you've got to sort of, you know, you've got to sort of work
you know,
where you want to be, and you know.
There's enough in that picture. We could do it again and not hit on the same stuff.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's true.
Exactly
but
right.
Part of the allure is that initial impression, and now it'll be overthinked or overthought, overthinked. It would be overthought, and then you would try to intentionally leave stuff out, and I don't really feel like it would be the same. You know what I mean?
No, I agree. I think you do. That's why it's really interesting. And just coming up with those prompts is hard enough, I think, to make that process happen so that we do it sort of naturally, Des. So, you know, I think. I thought it was a really good image and had a lot going on and had a lot there. And because of that, it was always going to be the case that we could never, you know, do everything in the 12 lines. We just had to choose, you know, what it was that we would do, you know.
Yeah, and it brings enough of a variety, yet enough of the same to tie it all together and with a little pretty. So why fix what's not broken? And remember how you guys struggled with the brain and the candy machine.
Yes, very much so. I do remember that one particularly, yes, because it was just that there was so few things that you could talk about, you know. It just,
right.
There was a brain and there was a candy machine and there was water and there was, you know, put your money in and that was it, you know. So I think,
yep.
You know, that was a good example of the opposite of this prompt.
Was that the one that had the cue balls?
It was pretty much just a gumball machine with water in it and a brain floating in there.
Yeah.
And there might have been one or two other items, but it was really, really sparse.
It was sparse.
Yeah.
A good word for it. Yeah. Good word for it.
Yeah,
and,
the one drawing.
Yes.
One of your favorite artists.
It's like a
lot. That was tough.
Goose and geese. I think it's where there's lots and lots of different things going on and we have to sort of sort through those to come up with where we think, you know, is what we're sort of drawn to. I think that's what when we work well. But that's, as I said, that's just me.
I look at it real quick, glancing in like quarters, and then write down what I see first, and then I'll skim back over and try to localize anything at what I see, and then finally I'm down, blowing the whole picture up, trying to find something inside.
Yeah, and whereas I'm sort of the opposite, I sort of try and get the sort of holistic view of the picture as a whole and have any little bits that I've found that I like sort of noted, and then I start writing and I write the whole thing in sort of one sitting once I've looked at it all, if that makes sense. So I try to sort of get a feel for it and then go, okay, there's a feel for it, this, and it goes like that. Yeah.
I think out of everything I write down, maybe half of it I'll end up with, half of it will change.
Yeah, right. Yeah, whereas I, you know, I've only got a couple of probably written notes, and then I just go straight to the iPad and write my lines. And as you probably know, I write typically pretty quickly.
Hey, do you see the girl in the bikini next to the cat face? You don't have the picture in front of you? See the lady in the bikini? Okay, who's the guy? Who's the guy on the other side of her? See that? Is that like Edward Murrow or something?
I don't know. I sort of thought it was sort of a darker sort of Vincent Price type character, but I didn't know.
Oh yeah, I see him.
Yeah, we.
Abbott and Costello's on the other side. What is that guy's name?
Yeah,
I think he's from like the Twilight Zone or something like that. Black and white TV. Something my dad watched.
Yeah, I thought he was darker, Hannah, but I didn't know exactly who it was, and so because of that, I didn't specifically sort of go there. Yeah.
Now, I was just wondering because it was bugging me because I couldn't place his name. I couldn't figure out who it was.
We should have asked Stephen.
Yeah.
And I was going to say, to the right of that, I think the car was the Beverly Hillbillies, but I could be wrong. I wasn't convinced enough myself to go there, but.
That's a tractor.
Yeah, well, that's what I said.
That's a tractor.
Yeah, right.
It could be Mom and Pa Kettle.
There you go.
I thought it was the Beverly Hillbillies.
That's what I said, but I could have been.
No. Yeah.
So, when
Beverly
I wasn't Hillbilly convinced,
was quite a bit older than everything else up there. Beverly Hillbillies is really real late. time-wise.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Iconic image, though, the Beverly Hillbillies with the car at the front. But anyway. So Deb, we have officially gone through the Q poems in record speed, quasar-like velocity. And so I suspect what we do is that we close up shop early, I think, Deb, unless you've got some other thoughts. But, of course, we have got to talk to people about what we have coming up. So I thought you might do that now.
Aha. Okay. Well, for starters, guys, I just sent you the next collab photo, so take a peek at that.
Thank you.
And I will take this moment to say that Monday is Personal Prompt Monday, and it is a folder full of really cool winter wanders, and it's, I'm trying to think how many. Are you kidding? It looks like it might actually be a free-for-all. All you have to do is pick a photo. You know, have no word banks, no crayons.
Okay.
Just pick a photo and write for me. And that's at 10 p.m. Oh. Eastern. On Tuesday is Raconteur Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. And he would like to hear about New Year's resolutions. So that ought to be very interesting. It's the next couple of days.
And Hannah, we've got through the world of Q very, very quickly, and I thought we might sort of go out with a sort of classic Beatles song, if that's okay.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. And so somebody was saying that Beatles never age, and I'm completely with them. Somebody's saying the Beatles never get young, and I'm completely with them there too. So I was going to go with While My Guitar Gently Weeps, since I think it's...
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
Love and respect, guys. Fun show.
Thank you. Okay, and we will see everybody next week, right on Chrissy itself, for Christmas parodies. And until then, here go the Beatles with their guitar. See you soon, everybody.
At the place you are staging, while my guitar gently weeps, as I'm sitting here doing nothing but aging, till my guitar gently weeps.
A brilliant song, and that was of course written by George Harrison, and that song had the guitar of course played by Eric Clapton, it is listed in the top 10 Beatles songs of all time, and was the song that was played when George Harrison was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
To me, as a musician, you're gauged on how well you play that song.
Yes. Yeah, just a brilliant song. Okie doke. Well, that's it for this week. We're back with the festive season next week, Hatter, and we'll be looking at what we do with our parodies of our Christmas songs. So
yeah.
Until then,
make us laugh.
Bye, everybody, and we'll catch you in a week's time.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Bye, Okie doke.
Talk soon. Okay. Bye.